So this aged crowd might remember Paul Harvey. Do we have some Paul Harvey listeners here? Yep. You're like, how do you know Paul Harvey? So my mom, every afternoon during the week, would listen to Paul Harvey. And so I got really good about knowing, like, his catchphrases. When he would come on and when the program would be wrapped up so then I could listen to music again. And I was thinking about his catchphrases this week. Does anyone remember how he would start the program off? Can you remember? Go, stand by for news. And then, as he was getting closer, and there was like a commercial break or something in there, he would start this phrase. Or as, after he got done with the commercial break, he'd go, and now, the rest of the story. And as we look at the scripture today, it's one of those more commonly used ones on Easter. And we get familiar with it. And I was thinking about what's the news that's within this that we hear each year, and yet it might kind of get glossed over, or I might not like really notice what is being said or even like fully grasp what is being said in it. And I start with the story as it starts with early in the morning, Mary comes to the tomb and she finds it empty. And in that day of time and then that century, if the tomb was empty, more than likely it had been robbed. So of course in her panic, she runs back, gets the disciples, they run there. And they're like, it's empty. And one finally kind of gets why. He remembers, oh, that's right. Christ talked about this. And they go back. But the words of impact to me is that, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, and she's pleading with those that she sees, tell me where he has gone and I will take him. And the things that might trickle out that we might miss is the hopes. What hopes are lost to Mary and the disciples and then restored in new ways? And the fact that Christ's body was not where they expected it to be. They had like, we sealed the tomb, we'll come back after Sabbath to finish the burial rites. And then they show and he's not there. The linen wrappings are there. Everything's there but the body. And it was not what they expected. It was quite the shock, I can imagine. First, just the shock and the fear that the body's been taken. And then the hope that is restored when Mary sees, when Christ calls and her eyes open to see him. And that faithfulness that took place not only with the disciples but with Mary and how they are the first, well, she was the first one to encounter the resurrected Lord and just how impactful that had to have been for her. That would have been life-changing. Her view of life and death changed within a word. Within a moment of seeing and believing, trying to believe what she sees. And then the hope that he's been restored. But he tells her, do not hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father. Because he knows, she knows now that even though he's returned, he's not supposed to stay. He's not the same as he was. The ministry has stopped here and has continued on through her and the rest of the disciples. And the faithfulness that it took to be spoken to and to share that message. And in those moments that we encounter in the story of God's grace, of revelation, that Mary knew the voice that was calling to her. Her eyes were open to see the glory of God in front of her, and how amazing that would have been to know that voice and to respond to it. And then the command to go share the news of what she had encountered and witnessed on that day. And in that story, in our story, the rest of the story, for us, it's knowing that God never appears as we expect. If we expect to see the risen, glorious God in front of us, it's not the way we expect or think that it's even possible. But those are the moments that we encounter Christ, is in the moments of our baptism, in encountering the Spirit filling the water, Christ rising above, in those moments of communion where we share the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shared and to give to others. God walks with us each and every step of our life as we encounter those hard things that we think we cannot get through, but somehow, that somehow is God walking with us through that, holding us up when we cannot no longer walk, sharing with us in our sorrow, in our tears. It's those moments that when we face the darkness of life or those unexpected tragedies, that God is the light shining forth to give us hope that we will get through this thing. And it's opening our eyes each and every day to encounter him in new ways, in new life that we see, and the faces smiling at us, the hugs that we receive by our loved ones, by our friends. And to feel that love of God filling us so that we might share that love with others that might not feel it right now. And to pour into us and be a witness to those who are seeking. So on this day and on this week as we go forth, I encourage each and every one of you to look for new ways that you can encounter God on your daily path. And in that, I pray that you are amazed by the glory of God that shines through. Amen.